What about the issue of VEGF as was studied in this paper? Is that going to be looked at in these trials?
Yes, though the serum has been collected from the majority of patients in those trials, and this will serve an important validation of this preliminary data from Dr. Hamak's lab and may give us some insight into a subpopulation of patients in whom we could enrich the benefit for this drug and perhaps also help lead to a more specific indication. And I think it's in keeping with the theme of this entire program today, of the continued search for biomarkers that will be predictive of optimal therapy for each individual patient.
Paul?
One question is, vedetinib at a low dose, helping people with low VEGF, you know, might suggest that for the people with high VEGF, you should have used the higher dose, you know, the 300. And so, you know, is there any data with 300 looking at VEGF levels? That's one question. Another question is, I believe in the ECOG study of bevacizumab, they did look at serum VEGF levels and there was no correlation. Is that correct?
Right. And so it's been hard to find, as was talked about with VEGF, what is the optimal marker? And people really have to go through these fishing expeditions to do that. And tissue, as we know, is very precious to do a lot of that with. But blood, you know, you have a lot of more latitude and there are more tests and maybe a combination with what, you know, Tom's publication you mentioned, they've been doing that in breast cancer with some people at our group at Anderson as well to look at circulating tumor cells. Maybe it is going to be ICAM, which came out in the bevacizumab. John is, you know, we're continually trying to find further tests that we can do to correlate again with tissue because I think the two have to go hand in hand. And that is something that has not been very widely described. And so